Let's talk now about a new TV show that's debuting tonight on TLC. It's called I Am Jazz, and from what we can see in the show trailer, it's got your typical reality show feel. Some family drama, some teenage angst, but there is a twist. Joining us now with more is NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Hi there, Eric.
Hey.
So first of all, tell us, what is I Am Jazz all about?
Well, Jazz Jennings, people who watch YouTube may know her. She's a transgender activist who's very young, about 14 years old. And it's basically an unscripted series that talks about her life as a trans teenager and how she got to where she was. So we meet her family, we meet mom, dad, siblings, and we learn that she realized that she was transgender from the time she could talk and had been asking about this issue from the time she was 3 or 4 years old. It's an unscripted show, so you're always sort of wondering, how is the reality TV format going to deal with something that's this sensitive? And TLC built 11 episodes around telling her story.
Wow. Okay, well, so you asked a really provocative question there and about how reality TV deals with these issues, and I do want to get into that, but let's hear a little bit from the series itself. This is a clip from one of the trailers for I Am Jazz.
We should invite some boys.
Yeah. I don't know. Boys are always flirting with my friends. I'm just being ignored and it hurts. You know how a lot of the other boys didn't come?
Yeah.
Do you think it's because I'm transgender? I just don't know what to do. I just know there's going to be more of this.
When people don't understand something, they're scared of it.
So, Eric, we're hearing there kind of the classic sounds of a reality TV series, but, you know, you asked that question earlier, do they deal well with the sensitive nature of the issue here for someone's life?
Yeah, it's interesting. So I watched the first episode of this series, and what's interesting is Jazz Jennings is kind of known publicly. She's done a series of YouTube videos that have gotten wide circulation, and she's been recognized by gay activists and transgender activists as one of the youngest people to really be out in front talking about this issue. But when you watch the show, you don't have any sense of that. They just present her home life as if she was any typical transgender teen. It makes you wonder what else they're leaving out if at the very beginning they're not really telling you sort of the full scope of her stature in terms of transgender activism.
Well, let's listen to a little bit more from the new series. Again, this is a clip from I Am Jazz.
When Jazz was like 3-ish, 4, she would want to go to school dressed as a girl, and I would say, you know what, Jazz, people are going to make fun of you. We have to put you in your boy clothes. I'm really sorry, but it's important for you, you know, not to be bullied. And she just fought. She would just lay in front of the door. I don't want to go to school in these clothes. Please, Mommy, don't make me wear these clothes to school. And it was heartbreaking.
So that's obviously Jazz's mother speaking there. And it's a really, you know, it's a really touching clip because she's talking honestly about the challenges that she faced, you know, raising Jazz and what it was like to be a mother. And I'll tell you, that speaks to me. But Eric, on the other hand, I have to say I still retain a little bit of doubt, a little
skepticism.
Bit of skepticism about the reality TV format.
Well, I mean, what's interesting about this is that it skews much closer to a documentary form than a non-documentary form. When you watch a show like The Real Housewives or, you know, one of these reality shows that aren't quite as ethical, they're constantly creating made-up situations to stoke tension between the people who are on the show. They're constantly trying to feed drama by putting people in contrived situations that build up friction. And, you know, they'll drink a lot and they'll put people together who don't like each other. That's not happening in this show. You get the sense that you're kind of seeing them live their life and it's not manufactured.
Well, we should also note that Caitlyn Jenner has a show premiering on E! In a couple weeks. So what does it mean, Eric, when previously, you know, marginalized groups of people now find themselves and their stories sort of front and center on television? I mean, is television a good mirror that we're holding up to ourselves as a society?
Well, what I think is interesting about this moment in television is that we have a lot of shows featuring transgender characters. We have Orange is the New Black, Big Brother, the reality show on CBS, has a competitor who's transgender. We have this I Am Jazz, and we have Caitlyn Jenner's story coming up. And, you know, Caitlyn Jenner's story is special because Bruce Jenner was a celebrity before he transitioned. Mm-hmm. And so there's always going to be this sense of you want to see what this person that you've known as a celebrity for 20 or 30 years looks like now that he's transitioned to become a woman. But in these other cases, I think what we're realizing is we are have grown to accept transgender characters enough that those characters can't rely on the stereotypes, the simple stereotypes that used to be used to portray transgender characters. And frankly, that's progress.
Well, Eric Deggans is NPR's TV critic. Eric, it's always great to talk with you. Thank you so much.
Always a pleasure.